There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
With another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Pick up the phone and call us at 800-228-0550. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. You can also text Todd Mitchell at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. You can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Did you know that there is a new ethanol plant in North Dakota? The nation's first new corn ethanol plant in more than 5 years, and it's in Spiritwood, North Dakota, and it's owned by a Minnesota Electric Co-op. Kind of cool. Find out about Dakota Spirit Ag Energy at the Secure Energy Future Facebook page. And find out also at SecureEnergyFuture.org about how very important this issue is to what you pay for your power. That's right. This issue meaning coal as part of an all-of-the-above energy solution. Ensuring a continued affordable and reliable energy supply for families and businesses in Minnesota and North Dakota now and into the future. SecureEnergyFuture.org. In for me today on What's on Your Mind is Pat Finken, the president of ODNI, a North Dakota advertising, public affairs, and public relations consulting company, a member of the board of directors of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and a respected North Dakota political activist and pundit. You're going to have some fun. So, folks, here you go. Pat Finken, Todd Mitchell, What's on Your Mind?
Thanks, Scotty. Appreciate the plug there. I had to pay him for that, you know, just like every other sponsor. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. The numbers to call if you want to be part of the discussion are 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. And we're going to shift gears. Been talking about property taxes. It's time to talk a little bit about a major issue that really came on the forefront yesterday when the EPA rolled out the Clean Power Plan. And our guest this hour is Jason Bohr with the Lignite Energy Council. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
I got to tell you, this thing has sparked so much interest. The first half hour of the show almost was overtaken by this issue, and rightfully so. This is a major deal for North Dakota's economy, but also for the families, especially the working families in this state. Jason, these guys are on a tear. The coal industry is under siege by this administration. There's no other way to put it.
You can certainly see that in the actions that they've done over the past few years. But this rule goes beyond just an attack on the coal industry. This one hits everybody in North Dakota who pays a utility bill and who appreciates electricity. This one goes to the heart of the consumer and way beyond the coal industry.
Jason, just for those that haven't seen what really transpired yesterday, why don't you take people through the final form of the clean energy plan that was unveiled by the EPA and the Obama administration yesterday? Just give us some of the highlights, or lowlights in this case.
Yeah, let me backtrack even a little bit farther. When this proposal was first floated a year ago, we had a rough draft of what it should look like. That rough draft did not treat North Dakota perfectly, but it appreciated our investment in clean coal technology. It looked at our potential to reduce carbon emissions, and it gave us a goal that we could have met with some difficulty. Now, the EPA took comments for the past 6 months. It listened to groups representing the environmental industry, and it listened to groups representing consumers like the Coalition for Secure Energy Future, and it basically sided with the big environmental groups against the consumers of the United States and made several concessions to make sure that renewable energy was incentivized, ignoring the cost to the consumer. It ignored the concerns about reliability of the electric grid. And essentially, the moves and changes that the EPA made all cost of secure, affordable electricity and will make the lives of North Dakotans much more difficult and more uncomfortable. So the highlights are we have to do the type of activities at our power plants that are going to have wide-ranging impacts on the lives of North Dakotans.
So does the technology even exist to do what they're trying to do in North Dakota with a 45% reduction mandate by 2030? I mean, it's one thing to shoot out a number like that, and even if you don't care, which this administration has proven they don't care what things cost. In fact, some would argue that they're trying to drive up the cost of fossil fuel so much that it makes alternatives more, you know, look more attractive. Because we all know that, that some of those alternatives actually cost more. But even setting all the side of the money, does that technology even exist today? Or what's going to happen?
The technology doesn't exist. One of the building blocks of this rule, one of the assumptions of this rule is that power plants can get 6% improvements in the efficiency. But the technology to do that doesn't exist. One of the other assumptions that this clean power plan is based upon is that the technology exists to build new coal power plants that capture and sequester carbon dioxide in a financially viable way. That technology doesn't exist. So the EPA is completely out of touch with the science, the technology of carbon capture. They've ignored the scientists who are working for the Department of Energy who tell them this technology doesn't exist. And instead, these environmentalists at the EPA, these bureaucrats just say, hey, we're going to do it ignoring the state of technology. We're going to tell you what to do, ignoring the costs and making sure that the consumers are going to pay more for their electricity and you're going to have a less stable product also.
Well, and a cynic would look at this and say they don't really care if coal can get there because what they're trying to do is eliminate coal. And even natural gas is at risk. You're really talking about trying to drive our power generation to renewables, which we all know is far more unreliable and more expensive. No matter how you solve the problem, you're talking about a major increase in cost. I mean, how does the industry get there?
Well, that's one of the interesting changes that was made in the final rule as you compare it to the original rule. The original rule, it was not perfect by any means, but it really allowed different sources of energy to figure out how to fill a void left by coal. And the environmental groups said, hey, that's going to result in natural gas plants being built, and we don't want that. So the EPA folded up and listened to the environmental groups and said, you're right, we can't have natural gas plants being built. So they made it much more easier in the final rule for the renewable industry to build new infrastructure and new plants. And you're right, that will be more expensive and less reliable in the long term. You know, the worst part of that is for a state like North Dakota that has access to a broad range of renewables, if we could do this on our own and have the industries work together, we could figure out a way to integrate the wind industry with the coal industry, with the gas industry, in a way that wasn't disruptive to the people. But this EPA proposal doesn't care about the disruptions, doesn't care about the price, and it's just going to force it upon us.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Galen from Bismarck on line one. Galen, did you have a question or a comment for our guest?
I guess both. First, how was the EPA funded?
Well, it's mostly funded through general appropriations that the Congress makes. So just like any government agency, taxpayer dollars ultimately fund it.
Well, my next comment would be then our congressman in Washington should be able to do something about this if funding is cut way back or completely eliminated, or at least a threat at the start of it. That's first comment. Another one is... threat could be to, and not just a threat, but carrying it out, either have to act more reasonably or your agency will be completely cut off of funds. We will pass legislation which creates a new entity which will do this with that has some more reasonable guidelines in it for that agency. And if there's not good enough planning there looking at all interests, same thing can happen with that down the road. But I think if that was set up from the get-go, it would serve us better. Anyway, thank you.
Yeah, no question about that, Galen. The challenge always in these things, as you know, Jason, is the fact that there aren't the votes there. To make wholesale changes like he's asking for, we really have to have a change in administration, and we got to have the votes to carry through on that. Now, you can, you know, threaten to defund and do those kinds of things, but in the absence of an appropriations, you still go back to the fact the president gets to decide what gets funded. So until we're in a position to actually do that. Now, I do think that whole approach can put some pressure on him, but clearly this administration doesn't really care. I mean, that's been tried before, right?
It has been tried before, and you have some successes when you withhold funding, when you threaten to withhold funding, but that actually is just a symptom of this broader problem. And it's really not a partisan problem. It's not a partisan issue. Our legislative branch has...
And Jason, I'm going to have to cut you off. We've got to go to a break, but we'll be back and let you finish that thought in just a few minutes.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids and increasing per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of a herbicide and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 with your comments. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Pat Finkett in for me, Scott Hannon, today. After I spend a moment telling you about my pals at Polar Service Center, $15 million. That is the size of the inventory they have at Polar Service Center. There's not a tank part that Polar doesn't have. Everything that you need, from tank parts to top brands and industrial hose, they have it. Killdeer, soon in Williston, and Billings, too.
They do truck hydraulics. If you're pumping crude, they have a pump for it. If you've got to push sand off a trailer, they got a blower for it. If you push water or vacuum water onto a trailer, they have the pump for it and the hose to carry it through. They do collision repair in Billings with a full fab shop there, and their Kildare location delivers to Dickinson, to Watford City, to Williston, to Bismarck, and Minot, too. And they have a tank wash. So remember that in both locations. Mention my name. Get $100 off your first wash at Polar Service Center, Highway 22 North, top of the hill in Kildare, or in Billings, I-90, north side, exit 452 or 455. Tell them Scott sent you to Polar Service Center. They're simply the best. Now more with our guest host today, Mr. Pat Finken. Pat?
Yeah, the President Obama and all those experts that think they can control the world climate must be on some delusional drugs.
Jason, I want to give you a chance. And by the way, you're listening to What's on Your Mind. That was an offline caller that just called in. But the no accounting for what those offline callers are going to sound like, by the way. If you want to be part of the discussion, you can join us at 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. We're going to get back to the calls in just a second. But, Jason, I want to give you a chance to finish your thought about that this is not a partisan issue. It's really common sense policy issue.
Absolutely. You've got an issue that affects everybody's pocketbook in this state. It affects the competitive nature of our economy as you compare it to other nations. It affects the reliability, security of our nation, and it's not a partisan issue. Affordable electricity should not be a partisan issue. And that's why the members of Congress should be working together in order to fix this problem. Beyond that, an administration such as the Obama administration has had a history of overreach in the regulatory realm, and it needs to be reined in by Congress. These folks need to take back their ability to govern and take back some of that power from the executive branch. This is not the government that our founding fathers envisioned.
No, absolutely, and quite frankly, you're right. They've got to. The only way it's going to get done is if they come together. Let's go to Jim on line two. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Did you have a question for Jason?
Yes, good morning. I do. I'm farmed down here in Lemoore County. I got a feedlot, so I'm a rural electric customer. And this morning while I was flipping around the radio station trying to catch some ag market feeder price or feeder cattle prices, I heard that the station did a newscast and they had the CEO of Otter Tail Power Farm, Xcel Energy, on, and he says that this is a great deal. And that they'll be ready for the mandate by 2020, not 2030. Now, I agree that I don't like what the Obama administration is doing here with this coal business, but yet you got one utility saying it's great and we're going to be there 10 years ahead of time. And you're coming on as an advocate for the coal industry saying this is bad news. And as a customer, I'm going to take a hit on my utility bill. But you got two utilities or two people in the energy industry saying opposite things. How come you guys don't have one voice?
Jim, thanks for the call. Yep. Jason, why don't you take a swing at that?
Yeah, so there's three things that you're that impact that answer. Number one is the question that I think Xcel is asking or answering, can it be done? The answer to that question is yes, it can be done. The second part of that is, why are we against it? We're against it because the cost of complying is what's going to get passed along to you. And that's where we're coming from. So Xcel is taking the position that they can do it. And I would not argue with their ability to comply. But what I would say is we're worried about the industry's cost to comply. And there's another issue, and I don't want to speculate too much about what's going on with Xcel. They're not one of our members, but these are very large utilities that operate in multiple states. They have coal plants. They have renewable plants. So you have the possibility that a large utility, they might not see a big impact when they expand renewable operations in one state and contract coal operations in another. From the bottom line of that utility, things are awash, but the customer who right now is enjoying the benefit of low-cost coal electricity, they're the ones who are going to get the bill.
Well, not to mention that XL does business in Minnesota, where this is kind of the rage, but that's another issue for another day. Jim, great point. The bottom line that you also didn't hear from those folks is that they, like, approved it. They said they can get there, but they didn't say anything about how they get there and what the impact is. And that brings us back to one of the key points. Senator Hoeven, in his comments on this issue yesterday, predicted that we would see the average utility for working families in North Dakota see a $1,225 annual increase as a result of this. I mean, that doesn't include the cost of the goods and services they buy that also will see increased costs because of electricity increases. But that's just their hardcore cost to that family. That's what this is going to do. In the end, you're going to figure out a way to get there. But we're going to see dramatic increases in the cost of electricity in this country, aren't we?
Yeah, that's the cost of it across the table. Some of our utilities have estimated a 50% increase. $100 a month is a pretty good ballpark estimate of what that's going to cost. Now, there's folks out there who are thinking, $100 a month isn't going to send me to the poorhouse. And they're right. There's a lot of folks in North Dakota who can afford another $100 a month. But think about what we're giving up to do that. That $100 a month is $100 less that you have to do the things that you enjoy in life, to put braces on your kid, to send him to hockey camp, to do these things that make our quality of life what it is. We don't want to be scraping by. We want to enjoy life. And when you give $100 a month, basically as a tax on carbon dioxide, your quality of life really suffers. And you become a less productive member of society when you have to subsidize the EPA's pipe dreams of climate change.
And we've got about a minute left. Are you going to be able to hang on after the break, or do you have to go?
Just hang on for a little bit.
Okay, because there's a couple of other things we should cover. But one of the things that we should talk about is employment. The president is fond of saying, well, everything I do creates jobs. I mean, every time he turns around and does anything onerous to our economy, he claims, oh, well, we're going to see this revolution in new jobs as a result of this, and doesn't really factor in, and that's really not played out over the course of time. And that's kind of one of those things that he's pitching, oh, we're going to create hundreds of thousands of new jobs. That hasn't panned out in the past, and quite frankly, this is devastating for employment in this country because of our loss of energy efficiency, but especially in the energy industry, I would think.
Yeah, and the way he looks at it is you give up 5,000 coal jobs and you hire 10,000 government bureaucrats and you think that's a good deal for the country. That's the way he looks at it.
Jason, so I appreciate your comments. We're going to come back with Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council after the break. And you're listening to What's On Your Mind. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Hey, Twins fans, it's the last chance to join the Twins Fun Bus Caravan down to the Twin Cities of Target Field to see the Minnesota Twins take on the Texas Rangers. 12:10 game, Thursday, August 13th. We'll leave Fargo at 7 a.m. Return right after the game. It's only $129. Includes a great seat behind home plate, your coach ride down, and breakfast from Sandy's Donuts. We'll be live with What's On Your Mind in route to Minnesota Twins baseball. Thursday, August 13th, it's the Fun Bus. Call 855-200-1776, extension 3, for your tickets.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels. Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
What's on your mind? Telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 with your comments. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Pat Finkett in for me, Scott Hillen, today, after I spend a moment telling you about my pals at Polar Service Center. $15 million. That is the size of the inventory they have at Polar Service Center. There's not a tank part that Polar doesn't have. Everything that you need, from tank parts to top brands and industrial hose, they have it. Killdeer, Soon and Williston, and Billings, too. They do truck hydraulics. If you're pumping crude, they have a pump for it. If you've got to push sand off a trailer, they got a blower for it. If you push water or vacuum water out of your trailer, they have the pump for it and the hose to carry it through. They do collision repair in Billings with a full fab shop there, and their Killdeer location delivers to Dickinson, to Watford City, to Williston, to Bismarck, and Minot, too. And they have a tank wash. So remember that in both locations. Mention my name. Get $100 off your first wash at Polar Service Center, Highway 22 North, top of the hill in Killdeer, or in Billings, I-90 North Side, exit 452 or 455. Tell them Scott sent you to Polar Service Center. They're simply the best. Now more with our guest host today, Mr. Pat Finkett. Pat?
Hey, good morning. This is Dave south of Dickinson on their climate control. The amount of CO2 in our atmosphere is actually 0.5%. It's not even 1% of our atmosphere. So this climate control and climate change and all of that crap is just what it is, a bunch of crap.
Our guest this hour is, didn't mean to step on the caller. Our guest this hour is Jason Bohrer with the Lignite Energy Council, and we're talking about the EPA's rollout of the Clean Power Plan yesterday, and kind of shocking is what most people that have talked about this is how far they went and how much they're trying to do in this. And quite frankly, we were talking before the break, and I appreciate you hanging on, Jason. The impact on employment. You're right, you know, he tends to supplement his numbers with the bureaucrats it takes to administer all this. But it's not just the job losses in the coal industry. It's the job losses as we become less and less competitive on the cost of energy. Cost of energy is one of the great weapons our economy has to do business in a global marketplace.
Yeah, the cost and reliability of it. I don't know if for those folks who are listening who've ever visited overseas in, you know, third world countries, their electric grid is both more expensive and less reliable. What we've always had to offer manufacturers is cheap energy, reliable energy. We're giving up both of those things now. So now you have the option to go do business overseas in some other country where the electricity is going to be cheaper because they're going to continue to burn coal, and it's going to be more reliable because that's what they care about. We're deprioritizing cost and reliability under this plan.
Well, and China is trying to buy our coal. That's the, I mean, you know, you want to put this into perspective. Not only does it not, you know, even the administration by their own admission says this isn't really going to do anything, whether you buy into the CO2 effect on climate change or not, it really isn't going to do anything. At the same time, we're empowering China, who's more than happy to buy our coal.
Yeah, that's the great irony of all this. The Clean Power Plan, the Climate Action Plan, does nothing for the climate. Their own agency will admit that this doesn't have any impact on global climate change if you believe in that thing. So yeah, it's absolutely useless as a tool for combating climate change, but it's a great deal for the governments of China, who are more than happy to burn coal and take up the slack in the competitive world economy.
Let's go back to the phones. Clark on line one, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how are you doing this morning? You guys got my blood boiling off the Richter scale. If Obama and this socialist communist ploy of extortion wants to put us back into the caveman society, then we ought to start clubbing some of the bastards in Washington. I don't know about you or anybody else, but I got family. And if you want to keep taking money out of my pocket to give to somebody who doesn't go to work, and you want to keep raping us on all these hidden fees and charges and EPA crap, maybe it's time that we start taking our government back. Nobody's talking about getting these people out.
Clark, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Robert, on line two, what's on your mind?
Yeah, this is, you're none but a communist. You're none but a Republican communist. I think you need your brains checked out, because when Trump gets you, he's going to overhaul this country. He's going to get rid of this so-called, this deadwood that's in this goddamn country. Go, Trump, go! That's all I got to say about that. Have a good day now.
All right, Jason, seems we've got people's blood going today. Let's go to Damien on line three. What's on your mind, Damien?
Yeah, Jason, I formerly was a science teacher in North Dakota, and then I taught science in Wyoming for a while. And down in Wyoming, they did an interesting thing in the university where they implemented this, what they called School of Energy Resources. And, you know, it was strongly supported by the Wyoming coal down in Wyoming. And, you know, coming from the classroom, boy, if we're going to make lasting change to do the things that you say, you know, make solid, sustainable, reliable, affordable electricity, you know, just what would be your ways? What would you say if we've done anything in North Dakota or promoting education in the classroom, in the high school classroom, to build citizens that are more energy literate?
Yeah, first off, thanks for being a teacher. That really shows some dedication to our kids and the future of the country. Answer the question, what we're doing, we have some teacher seminars that we conduct for school teachers who are looking for certification. We're increasing that because, as you get to, some of the high school kids are where we really need to focus. We just started a scholarship program for people to learn more and focus on some energy issues, and we've been working with the universities on energy programs, energy curriculum at the state level to make sure that energy awareness goes up in this state and people become more informed and engaged consumers of electricity. But you bring up a great point.
All right. Thank you very much, Damien. I appreciate the call. Let's go to John on line one. John, do you have a question or a comment for our guest?
Well, I was listening to you talk about how unbelievable it is that what these regulations the president has come out with, you know, how far they go. And what I don't understand is, I knew this 6 years ago. Anybody that listened to Obama talk about how any new coal-fired generation plants would end up in bankruptcy, how the price of electricity would have to skyrocket. You knew he was going to do this if you listened to what he said. And the problem I have with so many of these politicians is, I mean, it's all right there for you. You know what's going to happen, but people don't. It's like they don't believe he really wants to do this. He wants to break the back of the middle class. That's how you destroy this country. You destroy the middle class so everybody except the government employees are dependent on government. That's what he's out to do.
John, appreciate your call and your comments in that regard. It gets back to the fact that, you know, where is the common sense? One of the things I think the caller really brought in, though, that we haven't talked much about is it seems to be accelerating. He's running out of time now to impose his view of the world and how things should work, and really immaterial of whether it has a meaningful effect, whether it's practical, or whether it's even something we should be doing. He seems to be accelerating that in his final days in office. He's in the last couple of years of this administration, and what's been going on has seemed like it's accelerating. I don't know what your sense is, but that seems to be the case regardless of cost.
Yeah, that's definitely a concern, and that's one of these things that should concern Republicans and Democrats. But most of the time, Democrats seem to be content to let him expand the power of the executive branch unconstitutionally because they agree with where he's going. You know, that doesn't concern me as the Lignite Council. That concerns me as a citizen that our government is changing because the president is expanding the role of president unconstitutionally. And because Democrats like what he's doing, they agree with the policy, they're letting him do that and take their power as members of Congress away from them. And that is a bad recipe. If President Bush were going to expand the power, I would have had the same objection. But the president's power needs to be checked by Congress.
Oh, absolutely. And how does he reconcile this with the recent Supreme Court ruling saying that the EPA needs to take into account the cost of the regulations they're imposing? I mean, how does that reconcile? Is that basically a thumb in the eye of the Supreme Court, who just a few weeks ago ruled that you have to involve the price of what you're proposing in the process? And he seems to have no regard for the cost of what he's proposing and for the fact that the Supreme Court has ruled against another administrative effort in this regard.
Yeah, look, the president has no respect for the other two branches of government. I think that's evident. He runs over the Congress and takes their authority whenever he can. He disrespects the Supreme Court's decisions. They're a co-equal branch of government, and he acts like they don't exist. And, hey, when people object to it, it's just their money that they're spending in lawsuits to fight him. So he doesn't care. He doesn't listen to the Supreme Court, and he'll just go back to them time and time again with his illegal regulations.
Well, and it doesn't help that we actually fund a lot of these environmental groups in their lawsuits against the federal government and against the industry. You know what? We've had a lot of great discussion on this point. We're coming up on another break. Before we let you go today, Jason, what is there anything people can do at this point? What should our listeners, who clearly are upset about this, what can they do, and how do we move forward on this issue?
I think one of the things that we can do is continue to support our delegation, support our elected officials. This is a federal issue and a state issue, so let your federal officials and your state officials know that you support their action. These guys are going to get hammered by environmental groups when they try and stand up for low electricity prices. The environmental groups are going to call them all sorts of names. They need to have support from the public to stand up to that bullying from the environmental groups. Let them know that you support them, that you will support them, and have their back when they try and do the right thing.
Well, Jason, thank you for being on the show today and for taking so much of your busy schedule to be with us. Our guest has been Jason Bohr with the Lignite Energy Council, reacting to this crazy plan put forth by the EPA and the Obama administration, called the Clean Power Plan, that's going to require a 45% reduction in CO2 in North Dakota. Basically, as you've heard, dramatically increasing the cost of electricity, reducing reliability, and jobs and the coal industry in North Dakota. Not a good thing. Do your part. Let our elected officials know you support their position. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll be back with your calls after the break.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up with a 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, 2 for $1. Nestle Water, the 20-packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop Tarts, 2 for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, 3 for $0.99. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
It's time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Daryl, a farmer from Douglas, explains how showing animals instills responsibility in youth.
Youth showing animals is a great opportunity for them to expand their horizons and their life. One of those things is the responsibility. Responsibility carries over into their future careers, that they will learn many skills through showing livestock. They have to learn the respect for life. They have to learn the diligence of sometimes taking care of something else before they're able to take care of themselves. A lot of these kids spend many hours doing chores, grooming, fitting, walking, just being with their livestock project, and that alone teaches responsibility characteristics that future employers like about agricultural youth. Bottom line is, livestock projects develop a great character and our youth for their future years.
Thanks, Daryl. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home.
Back on What's on Your Mind with a reminder of our 24/7 line, 855-200-1776. Anytime, day or night, you can call, press 1, leave a message, tell us something on your mind, suggest a guest, a topic you want covered, whatever it is, 855-200-1776. While we're live on the air, you can press 2 and chat with us then, too. So, appreciate you very much listening to What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. 2016 models have just been released. And, folks, you cannot believe these sprayers. They keep getting better. It's absolutely incredible. That Apache model is the best. High Plains Apache is your dealer in North Dakota and South Dakota. And they'd love to sell you one of these 2016s. Deep discounts right now on all the remaining 2015 models. And they have low interest financing, too. So you got to know about that. HighPlainsApache.com is the website. Don't forget the ET Ag Center for the best source of the ag application parts you need when you need them. ET Ag Center at High Plains Apache. In Fargo, actually Frontier, just south of Fargo, and Mandan, across from Maine, right across from the Bonanza. You can't miss them, but online all the time at highplainsapache.com. More of What's on Your Mind. Back to Todd Mitchell and your guest host in my absence, Pat Finken. Pat, take it away.
Thanks, Scotty. Well, I appreciate Jason coming in and spending some time talking about this very important issue. I want to get to a couple of quick calls before we wrap the show up today. But before I do that, in the early segment, we had a caller call in and say, well, we could just fix it if we didn't burn all this electricity, lighting parking lots and those kinds of things. I did a little research on that. The Energy Information Administration says that of the base load or of the load and the electricity consumed in this country, only 15% goes to that end, goes to light these parking lots, your homes, your businesses, whatever. If we do away with all the lighting, we still got to come up with 30% in that regard. But I wanted to clarify that because, you know, this is not an issue we can oversimplify. Conservation is part of it, but we're talking about much more draconian changes if this goes through. Let's go to Fred on line one. Fred, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? I've got about a minute for you, buddy.
Okay, Pat, how are you doing, man?
Good, good. We got time for just a couple of quick calls. So what's on your mind, Fred?
See, you know, we're talking about this Obama overreaching his authority and all of these things, and I've never really heard anybody say what can we do to combat this guy. I know there's private things like Center for Law and Justice that will sue the government, but do you know of any ways, Pat, that a guy can stop this clown?
That's well, number one is make sure that we elect people that can roll him back. Until we have the votes, we're not gonna impact the EPA as long as he's in office. And for darn sure, we got to get rid of him when the next election comes up. But unfortunately, right now the courts are the only way. And you saw what happened when we got him to the courts on this issue.
Right.
The courts forced him, and even then he snubs his nose at it. This is a guy who's acting more like a king than a president. No question about that. Hey, great call, Fred. Appreciate it. We got time for one more call. Let's go to Lee on line two. Lee, what's on your mind? Oh, sorry, Les. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Yes, I'd just like to make a comment about the gentleman earlier about tax breaks for businesses. I can only assume that he was a Democrat just by the way he was talking and not seeming to understand business. But I don't think people realize when someone goes into a business what they put into it, not just dollars, but their life. They deserve a break. They're the ones who hire employees. They're the ones who make this country work. Why shouldn't they get a break? I mean, if someone is willing to take their life investment and put it into a business with the risk of losing it, like we lose on an average of 60,000 businesses a year to bankruptcies. So the odds of a business succeeding isn't so great. So there is a big risk factor. Why shouldn't they get some kind of a break? They're the ones that are investing their money.
And Les, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, I don't know that we get a break. I own a business. You know, we cannot make a dime. We can lose money, and we still pay taxes. By the time you figure out payroll taxes, property taxes, sales taxes, all those kinds of things. Yeah, I agree with you. I, you know, that was really, that whole call was off base. because
what they think our breaks are is we get to write things off. I have a small business too, and yeah, we purchase something for the business, we get to write it off. But hey, if we don't have it, we can't produce the business, and you can't hire employees.
Absolutely, no.
We can't all be on welfare.
Well, that's just right.
I know that's a Democrat theme, but we can't all be on welfare.
And there was a great follow-up call to that very point. We can't tax our way to prosperity. Hey, Les, great call. Appreciate all the calls the last few days, and thank you for letting me be part of the show the last, 3 days. And so you get Scotty back tomorrow. But again, thank you to our guests and all the callers and for this chance to spend some time with you. You're listening to What's on Your Mind.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.